Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 12th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe established the first troop of American Girl Guides, which would later become known as Girl Scouts, in Savannah, Georgia. This significant event marked the beginning of a movement aimed at empowering young girls through outdoor activities, community service, and leadership development, fostering essential life skills. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing some challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 9 mph, helping to shape the waves early on, but watch for a shift as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 5 feet at 9 seconds, and the offshore wind is 9 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 feet at 8:45 a.m., with a -0.5 foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will see choppy conditions, especially on Thursday with 25 to 27 mile per hour west winds creating rough surf. Morning sessions will struggle with choppy waves in the 2 to 4 feet range, building to 5 to 8 feet by Thursday afternoon. Winds will ease slightly on Friday, but remain choppy, while Saturday offers cleaner conditions with lighter winds around 2 to 4 mile per hour. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 57 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday, with rain likely throughout the day and a high near 59, accompanied by a light to moderate south wind. Tonight, expect more rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms, with a low around 51 and a brisk wind, gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies with rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms on Thursday at a high near 54. Friday brings more rain with a high near 53. The weekend looks mostly sunny, reaching up to 60 degrees on Sunday. Nights will be cloudy with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a man has pleaded guilty to setting fire to the former In Cahoots site in Mission Valley on Christmas Day. Joel Humphrey, aged 47 at the time, changed his plea in court, admitting to unlawfully causing a fire of a structure, a felony that could result in up to 3 years in prison. The fire, which erupted around 10 o'clock in the morning, quickly engulfed the abandoned bar, with flames and black smoke visible from nearby streets and Interstates 8 and 15. Fortunately, no one was inside and no injuries were reported. Sentencing is scheduled for April 8th. Now on to sports. The 2025 NFL free agency is heating up, with winners and losers emerging on day two. The Minnesota Vikings are making a significant splash, signing three high-priced free agents, including Jonathan Allen, for a 3-year contract worth $60 million. In contrast, the Dallas Cowboys, despite clearing over $54 million in cap space, have signed minimal impactful players, leaving fans frustrated. Quarterback Daniel Jones has secured a $14 million contract with the Indianapolis Colts, while the San Francisco 49ers face substantial roster losses. Meanwhile, return specialist Kevontae Turpin's 3-year contract makes him the highest-paid player in his position. In local sports, last night, the Kings dominated the New York Islanders 4-1 in Los Angeles. Vladislav Gavrikov opened the scoring, while Philip Denault and Quinton Byfield added crucial second-period goals. Drew Doughty sealed the win with an empty netter. Darcy Kuemper's stellar 33 saves kept the Islanders at bay. The Kings are now 34-20-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings face the dominant Capitals, who are 43-14-8, at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, boasting a 40-23 record, face the resilient Milwaukee Bucks at Fizzer Forum. LeBron James will be out. In top news, researchers are urging a change in public health advice regarding slushy ice drinks for children under the age of 8. A study examined the cases of 21 children, aged 2 to 7, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, who required emergency treatment after consuming these brightly colored beverages. Most slushies contain glycerol, a sweetener that can cause severe health issues, including shock and loss of consciousness, if consumed too quickly. Recommendations currently suggest that children under 5 should avoid these drinks entirely. Parents are advised to be cautious, as lower sugar content may be misleading. In business news, Ray Dalio has issued a stark warning regarding a severe supply-demand problem in U.S. debt, which he believes could lead to shocking developments. Speaking at Converge Live in Singapore, Dalio emphasized that the White House will need to sell debt that the world may not want to purchase. He noted that the current national debt exceeds $36 trillion, and the U.S. deficit must decrease from 7.2% to around 3% of gross domestic product. He cautioned that this situation could provoke fighting between countries due to rising tariffs and trade disputes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to about $82,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 4% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study from the University of Western Australia Oceans Institute suggests that we may have surpassed the critical threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius in global temperature rise as early as 2020. Researchers analyzed Caribbean sclerosponges, which serve as natural archives of climate data, revealing that warming began approximately 80 years before the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimated. While some scientists express skepticism about data from a single region, the alarming trend persists, with January marking the hottest month on record at 1.7 degrees, above pre-industrial levels. Urgent action is needed to address this escalating climate crisis. And in entertainment news, In a significant announcement, Spotify revealed it paid $10 billion in royalties in 2024, marking the largest annual payout to the music industry. The Swedish streaming giant reported that nearly 1,500 artists earned over $1 million each from the platform last year. This payout has grown dramatically, increasing tenfold from $1 billion in 2014. Spotify faced a lawsuit in the United States, accusing the company of underpaying songwriting royalties, but a federal judge in New York dismissed the case earlier this year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Either you run the day, or the day runs you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.